It's Morning Edition from NPR and WGLT. Josh Ritter is known worldwide as a talented songwriter. Matter of fact, Paste Magazine named him one of the 100 greatest living songwriters all the way back in 2006. In this Sound Ideas preview, ahead of his show at the Castle Theater Friday night, Ritter says he altered his normal approach to writing and recording for his new album, Fever Breaks. First, he asked Americana star Jason Isbell to produce the album and used Isbell's backing band, the 400 Unit, to be his studio band. This is On the Water from Fever Breaks, a relationship song that would have sounded right at home on his 2013 album, Beast in Its Tracks.
I'm in love with you, honey, you got nothing to fear. You're standing over there and I'm standing right here.
But on Fever Breaks, Ritter also veers into political and social issues. Content, he says, he approaches gingerly.
It's a double-edged sword as an artistic sort of thing. You know, there are things about the song that if you are referencing things in a very specific way, become dated super fast and lose some of their power. There's also the fact that, like, I find that a lot of times if it's not done really well, I think that, like, political songwriting becomes kind of an exercise in education, which is not something that I want to do. I don't know anything more than anybody else. What I think a good protest song does is it frames moral arguments but doesn't answer them, allows them to be answered by the intelligence of the person listening to the song.
I saw my brother in a stranger's face. I saw my sister in a smile. My mother's laughter in a far-off place. My father's footsteps in each mile.
But Ritter said he couldn't shake the news he was reading and seeing. He said those events taking shape in his mind actually began forming a couple albums prior, and by the time he was writing for this album, a rising tide of dread and unease had come over him.
It took a while for those things to coalesce and for me to realize that trying to be a writer now and look inward would be, for me, a mistake of real proportions, you know? Like, the world is right now in turmoil, and to write about it only requires that you look up and look around. And it's my way of feeling like I can contribute to, like, a conversation and do what I can. And then, like, and there are other ways, and I get so frustrated with my inaction. But this is one way that I feel like I can help.
I saw the children in the holding pen. I saw the families ripped apart. And though I try, I cannot begin to know what I did inside their heart. There was a time when we held them close and weren't so cruel, low and mean. And we did good unto the least of those. Was it all some kind of dream?
That line, "and we did good unto the least of those," to me that has a biblical reference to it. Does it have some kind of spirituality or religion behind what you were writing in that line?
Well, you know, I think there are some major, major distractions in our social commentary about things right now. And two of the big ones are that things are political or things are religious, and that those are bedrocks upon which we base our realities. I have to think, and I really believe, that when we do good toward the people, we are not laying that decision to do good at the feet of God or of country or of political affiliation. What we are doing, kind works to other humans and kind works to those around us. The basis of our actions in our lives, we can trace them to whether we are doing good works for other people, and that has nothing to do with religion or party affiliation. It has to do whether we respect the humanity in everybody else.
I saw my country in the hungry eyes of a million refugees.
And so I'm using biblical language in there. If it's a way of, like, asking the question of somebody who is religious, to the least of these you do unto me, you know, that's a question that if you do espouse a strong Christian faith, that's a question you have to answer for right now.
For it seems that these are darker days.